Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Amen. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. How lovely is your dwelling place. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. Behold our shield, O God. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson for this Transfiguration Sunday is recorded in Deuteronomy 34, verses 1 through 12. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. The Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev, the plain that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed, his vigor unabated, and the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him for all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, to all his servants, and to all his land, and for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you. Fitting for Transfiguration Sunday. We continue now with do we do the gradual with this? You have a gradual printed, yes? Okay. We'll do that. Praise the Lord, all nations. For great is his steadfast love toward us. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Okay. Our second lesson, the epistle lesson, is recorded in Hebrews chapter 3, a portion of which I'll be referring to in the sermon. It reads as follows. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand.
Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. When they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he was saying. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We join together as we confess our faith. Words are those of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. We continue with the sermon hymn. Are any kids willing to come up here and talk with me for a little bit? Good, good, that's good. I have an incentive also. I don't always know if the kids understand what I say, but I usually make sure they get something for coming up. Sorry, adults, you don't get any. Just for kids. You know, I was thinking, rather than... I'm having trouble with this here. It doesn't want to open. There we go. Rather than having... Here, you can pass one to that guy. Rather than just coming up here to talk, I thought maybe we could just come up here and have some candy. How's that sound? Is that okay? Oh, we got another comer. That's good. You want a piece of candy too? Have a seat. Good. There we go. I just think it's good to have, you know, fun times sometimes. Is it good? What do you think? Here, have another piece of candy. Oh, yeah? Oh, here. You like candy, too? You know, I was thinking this might be a little bit like, oh, heaven, huh? I mean, you get to, here, there's one for you. You just get to stay here and visit and talk. This is nicer than sitting in the pews anyways, isn't it? Yeah, you don't have to listen to anybody talk. Here's another one. Maybe we could just stay here all morning. Would that be all right? Would be okay with that? Or you get one too. I think we just stay here all morning. What would happen if we decided to just spend the whole day right here, just doing this? Would that be all right? What do you people think? Is that a good deal for the kids? You can see the dentist bill, I know. Hey, that's a good idea. You know, the disciples were with Jesus, just three of them, up on the mountain, and they didn't want to leave because they were experiencing something close to heaven. But you know what? Here on earth, all good things end. You're going to have to go back to mom and dad, just like the disciples had to go down. But this reminds us, we leave a good place. That's called church, to go out into the world. Now, you still get to have that sweet taste in your mouth, so hopefully you'll come back again to church, right? Good. Let's pray. You repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for saving me. Help me to be faithful to you and to live a life of love. In Jesus' name, amen. Good. All right, thanks for your help. You can go back to where you were seated. Somebody forgot one. You can have that. Go ahead. I don't care. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we're going to hear a little bit about witnessing the majesty of Jesus. The words I want to refer to specifically come from Luke 9, verse 35. A voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." So if you suddenly heard a voice from heaven, from a cloud, and it said, "This is my Son, my chosen one, listen to him," what are you likely to do? Maybe, what would you do? Would you be scared? Would you listen real carefully to whatever comes next? Would you maybe keep it quiet? I don't know. I think the apostles were a little bit paralyzed with fear, weren't they? They were scared. We might be scared as well. Other things in life make us scared, though, don't they? You think of some things that might make you scared. Many of you perhaps have had an experience with financial challenges, and it makes you a little scared, you know. About a month and a half, we got to turn our taxes in, right? Some of us may have had health issues or maybe have health issues right now, and that's scary. The death of someone we love, that's frightening. Perhaps unfairness in business or kids in school, teachers that are unfair or other students. Sometimes we're a little bit afraid of those things. Because of your faith in Jesus, maybe people have made fun of you. Have you ever had that happen? That happens to believers. Perhaps people belittle you because you have values and morals that you want to hold on to. Perhaps you're criticized for trying to live and speak according to the commandments that God has given us all to live by. All of these pressures and experience us, they make us feel a bit uncomfortable and anxious. and fearful. Make us feel like we want to take a break, maybe come away from all of that stuff that weighs on us day to day. Would be neat, you know, if you had a boss, let's say, and pressure was really bad at work, and the boss said, you've been working so hard, you've been under a lot of pressure. I want you to take a vacation. I'm going to pay for it. Go have fun. Wouldn't that be neat? How would you feel about that? That'd feel pretty good, I think. Jesus, he said to three of his apostles, he seems to have three favorites. I shouldn't probably put it that way, but there's three of the 12 that Jesus that Jesus chooses to take with him for special teachings, special healings, and special events. Those three are Peter, James, and John. And the situation with this morning's gospel lesson is no different. Jesus has had a busy day, a busy time, and he says to these three, come with me. We're going to go up on the mountain to pray. We're going to leave the world behind, and I'd like you three to come with me. We're going to pray. And off they go, up to the mountain, leaving the worldly behind, the secular behind, the pressures behind, up to a quiet place. Maybe some of you have sometimes, I feel this way at night. I have to take my dogs out at night on a leash. We don't have a yard that's fenced anymore. But it's neat to go out because the sky has been so gorgeous lately, hasn't it? All those extra planets, they're really bright. I've seen them. It's wonderful. I can't help but think of how great God must be. The world is marvelous, and it's perfectly peaceful where I am. It's dark. There's no light pollution. I don't hear other cars. I think I have my hearing aids out. But just the same, it's peaceful. I don't feel any pressures from the world. I don't even feel old. It's just nice. Jesus is taking the apostles up to a place like that, high on a mountain where he can be just closer to God and further from all the problems that people cause in the world. Wouldn't it be neat to have a place like that, to go up to that mountain? A place closer to God where we can literally witness the majesty of Jesus. That's what these apostles were able to do. They were able to witness the majesty of Jesus. He was transfigured before them. By the way, that same word in the Greek is metamorphosis. Have you thought of anything? That word sound familiar? Metamorphos? Isn't that what we call what happens when there's a ugly little caterpillar that is stuck on the ground, crawling on all those little legs, goes into that cocoon and comes out as a beautiful butterfly, right? With all that freedom to fly. You know, the monarchs fly 3,000 miles down to Mexico somewhere where they breed. Isn't that amazing thought? Beautiful, beautiful butterfly. Anyways, some smart person decided that would be a good description of the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. The term that's used here about Jesus. I wonder how magnificent it was, that image they had of Jesus. We can't imagine. We can't imagine. But they saw some of the glory of the Son of God, and then they hear that voice from heaven telling them, this is my beloved Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. That put fear into them, right? That would change a life, don't you think? I think so too. But at that moment, they were so awestruck, all they could do was be quiet and just take it in and think about it. Wouldn't it be neat if there was a place you could go and experience that marvelous Savior and all of his majesty? Wouldn't that be neat? By the way, there is. There is such a place. You're in it right now. God is present here. You are among his chosen ones. There's more than three of you, I see, but you are still the chosen ones. That's what you are called. Actually, in the Greek, in the New Testament, the word for the church, ekklesia, it is the Greek word for called out. Did you know that's who you are? You are the ones called out of the world, chosen by God to be his very own people, to be his family. And you gather together, just like those few did on that particular day, you gather together to be part of witnessing the majesty of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The epistle lesson this morning, I told you I'd reference that from Hebrews chapter 3. It says, therefore, holy brothers, sisters too, you who share in a heavenly calling. Did you catch that? A heavenly calling? Consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. God has called you, and he wants you to think about what Jesus calls you to do. You are called holy people of God. Do you think of yourself as holy? Do you think of the people near you as holy? God calls you holy. Why? Because Jesus lived a perfect life in your place. So God the Father says, I'll accept what he did and give you the credit. Because Jesus took all those things that you do wrong. One of you said I should talk about the law a little bit today. All those times when you feared the world more than trusted in the Lord. All those times when you gave in to the temptations in this world. All of those things that you did that hurt somebody else and you knew you were hurting them when you did it. All of those things that you have done wrong. All the times that you were angry with God because of what takes place in your life. All of those things have been put on Christ. He took them to the cross. He's lifted them from you. He paid for them. And he rose on Easter to prove that what he did accomplished everything necessary for you to be called a holy child of God. And that's exactly what you are, a child of God because of the work of God, because of that. So today, when you leave worship, you come down from this mountain, the church, right? You enter the world. However, you enter the world empowered, even as those apostles were, empowered to face those challenges that I spoke about in the beginning of the sermon, with the assurance that no matter what happens, Christ Jesus has guaranteed for you a life eternal with him, you know, with all the candy and the kids up in front. You do get that. You get that for all of eternity. You know the good news. You know Jesus, the Savior. Kids, if I'd have given you each a bag of Tootsie Rolls, would you have kept them all to yourself? No. What would you have done? You'd have shared yours. Thank you. That is the right answer. You have been given a bag of Tootsie Rolls, folks. It's called the good news. I have this pesky little friend here. Okay. There. Now it's going to fly. You've been given the good news, a bag of Tootsie Rolls, no more than that. The good news of Jesus the Savior, the one who loves even the worst sinner in the world and has paid the penalty for that person so that they too can spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. What should you do with that good news? You know what those apostles, Peter, James, and John did eventually when they figured it out? They came down from the mountain. They told others about Jesus. They shared God's love in ways that the rest of the world does not do. Can you find a loving way to respond to people when they're not even nice to you? And if they ask you, Why are you always so nice? Oh, let me tell you why. There was once upon a time someone called Jesus who gave his life and more for me so that I can spend eternity with him. And I'd like you to know him as well. You can invite them to come to you up on the mountain here and enjoy choir and singing and prayers and praise and experience the majesty of Jesus. You speak with the same power, if you choose to, that God speaks, because you know the gospel. You speak with the same love that Jesus proved with his sacrifice, because you know the gospel. Take the opportunities, as you are given them, to be what God calls you, his holy people, called out from the world to follow Jesus in life and in word, now and for eternity. And may God's peace, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I have to look and see what we continue with next. Is it the offering? How are we doing that here? Oh, it looks like we have a prayer first and then the offering. Okay. Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us out of this world to be your people. We thank you for revealing to us your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in all his majesty. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would send to us your Holy Spirit, that he would make us strong, that we might speak your truth in love. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Savior, we ask that you would be with our nation and its leaders. You would guide them to do what is good and pleasing in your sight, that we might continue to have the freedom to worship you and to share the good news of Jesus with others. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Savior, we give you thanks for this church, for this school. We pray that you would hear our prayers, that you would guide and direct the right person to come and be a teacher here. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Savior, send your Holy Spirit to be with loved ones who are in care facilities, Thretta, Beulah, Janice, Jim, Charles, Betty, as we have opportunity. Give us the time to share with them your love. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. We pray also, Lord Jesus, for those with ongoing health needs, that your Holy Spirit would be with them, providing for them what they need. Thomas, Richard, Kurt, Don, Bob, Marvin, Amy, Ronnie, Francie, Yulene, Gianna, Christy, Brent, Jackie, Nancy, Elaine, Laverne, and all cancer patients. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Gracious Savior, we give you thanks for those who celebrate anniversaries of their birthdays today. We pray for your Spirit to be with them, especially during this coming week. Bill, Mason, Maverick, Isabella, Kelly, Lauren, Ethan, Art, Wesley, Agnes, Zoe, and Leon. Lord, in your mercy. We pray also for family. Elvin Sackleman and Lester Campbell. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Savior, We pray that your Holy Spirit would guide and direct the faithful at Faith Lutheran in Mount Vernon, guiding them in all that they do, that they may please you. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you would be with those currently serving in our nation's armed forces, preserving them from harm and danger and guiding them to do their best. So we pray for Michael and Daniel, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Alex, Isaac, Patty, Austin, Ward, Joyce, Tanya, Shaylin, and Mark. Lord, in your mercy. These and all requests we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We continue now with the offering. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy God of Sabaoth, adored heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit. You justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father. Give us this day our daily bread. As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Jesus Christ, true love of God, is in us and the Jesus Christ, true love of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. O Jesus Christ, true love of God, is in us and the Lord.
have seen the glory of your redeeming grace.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come and the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace.
Oh,
Yes.
You got youth tonight at 6. Youth tonight at 6.
Youth tonight at 6. Okay. Yes. Well, that was really fun. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you. It was good to see some of you last night, too. Over at the fundraiser. Looked like you had a great time.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week.